that fall stuff you're going to be wearing.
Sweater season, you guys.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I'm into it.
It is Mornings Rock, Jay, Sharon, and Chantal. It's the fashion rules, allegedly, that none of us care about. Like, do you still care about the no denim on denim thing, a.k.a. the Canadian tuxedo? If you do it right, I think you can pull it off.
No one can do it right.
Like, I don't know. Brian Adams, I think, could have pulled it off in 1984.
In the summer of 69.
Yeah. You know how you do it? Black Levi's faded with blue denim jean jacket. That's how you pull it off.
And a gaze off into the future.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not like riding off on a horse, I don't think you should do it.
You've seen people wearing denim on denim on top of a horse?
Isn't that like a cowboy thing?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, I don't frequent cowboys.
Hey, you know, we could give it that. Right. How about this one? Socks with sandals.
I think that demonstrates a great amount of comfort. And it's generated a couple of text messages, too. And it's almost like Tom and Roxanne are together because Tom texted, black socks and sandals. Oh, my God. And Roxanne texted, socks in sandals are apparently in at the moment.
They're very in, especially if you're like, in high school.
Or if you're
because you wear them up just below your knees. That's what I'm talking about. Like, right. Athletes do it as well. Like, the socks that come up just below the knee. Inside of sandals, it's a very popular look.
I'm into it.
I'm going to wear it to the shower on Saturday.
Yeah. Are they going to be white?
Why not?
Better be white.
People say they're into it, but then like if your husband wore that look,
no,
would you
don't.
See, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Exactly. I'd be moving on to a new husband.
When people say they're into a fashion, like a fashion look that's not necessarily normal, that's very sort of out there. When people say they're into it, it's usually because hot people do it. And you look at the picture and you're like, that's hot. Then your husband comes in and goes, I saw this in a magazine. And you're like, you turn around, you go right back to the bedroom right now. Never wear that again.
That's why it's a good idea to have a mirror at the front door.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
take one last look and go, maybe not.
From 11977, hey guys, I still wear sports jackets and band t-shirts.
That's cool.
I like that. I think that's timeless.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Timeless. All right.
How about Jennifer says, I'm 50 and I don't follow any rules. I break an awful lot. I like to break any fashion rules that apply for age. Refuse to dress my age. I wear sassy, sexy, strange, sparkly outfits.
Sassy.
Same with this one. Guys, love the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's more. Fashion rule I always ignore, sweats in public.
I love sweats.
I wore them to work the last 2 days.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Today I jacked it up with more of a track slack.
That's good. I do love to wear my sweats in public, although I think of Seinfeld every time I do it.
Again with the sweatpants.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world, I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.